lost it all to a non-believer, and all that's left is a girl who's loved by her mother and father.
The Beatles. That song is called Because, and the incredible harmony when Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and George Harrison sang together on the Abbey Road album from 1969. You heard the harpsichord, perhaps? And that was also the first time that the Moog synthesizer had been used in a Beatles song. George Harrison played it. But we started our program with a song by Brian Wilson with the Beach Boys. The song is called Wonderful. Oh my God, that song has just haunted me since the first time I've heard it. Such a beautiful little portrait. And it features the incredible singing and arranging that Brian Wilson was such a genius at. They recorded an album called Smiley Smile, and they did all the recordings back in 1967, but the album was never released. It wasn't released until 2011. Brian Wilson, he was born on June 20th, that's my birthday, June 20th, 1942, in California. There was three brothers in the Wilson family, and Brian was the oldest of the three. The other two brothers were Dennis and Carl Wilson. And he was a musical prodigy from the time he was a child. He talks about when he was 2 years old, he heard George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and he remembered it all his life. He said it had an enormous emotional impact on him. When he was just a little kid, like 5 years old, he got lessons on a toy accordion. When he's 7 and 8 years old, he's singing solos with the church, with the choir, church choir behind him. He was an All-American kid. You know, he was in high school. He was the quarterback on the football team. And he sings in a lot of school functions with the high school. And he's singing with a lot of his friends and his brothers at home. And he deconstructs the music of the four freshmen. He sits at the piano and he figures out all their harmonies. And he teaches the harmony parts to his brothers. So all three of them would be up practicing singing when they were supposed to be asleep. Well, the story goes on, and Brian Wilson is the songwriting genius behind the incredible success that the Beach Boys had in the 60s. They recorded an album called Pet Sounds in 1965, and right after that, a single came out called Good Vibrations. Now, the way that he recorded, the way that Wilson recorded, is he would write a bunch, they would record a bunch of separate little sections, like modular, separate sections written, individually recorded, and then they would link them all together into a song. So, you know, the brothers were singing the harmony. He had his standard studio musicians, called them the Wrecking Crew. He used them all the time. And he would compose and do the arrangement, and he put it together like a jigsaw puzzle. So the lyrics on all the songs for Smiley Smile were written by a man named Van Dyke Parks. I'll read you a little bit more about what Brian Wilson had to say about the work that the Beatles did and how it inspired him, but it gave him a lot of ambition musically and as a composer. So we'll be listening to these recordings from the Smiley Smile album by the Beach Boys, and I'll be pairing them up with some contemporary songs from the Beatles from the same time that this album was written. So next we're going to hear from the Beach Boys. We're going to hear a song called Vegetables, followed by Obladee Oblada from the Beatles' White Album. This is the Beach Boys.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I try to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed. I threw away my candy bar and I ate
letter and tell us the name of your favorite vegetable. I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us the name of your favorite vegetable.
Thank you. The Beatles, Obladi, Oblada. That's from 1968, the White Album. Right before that, we heard a song from the Beach Boys' Smiley Smile album. Call us and tell us your favorite vegetable. Smiley Smile was recorded in 1967, but was never released. Little bits and pieces of it got out, and it became very mythological. It was finally released, all of the session tapes, all of the demos, in a very extravagant 2-CD edition. It was released in 2011. Featuring the music, the compositions, the arranging, the singing of the brilliant American composer Brian Wilson. There's a lovely book where Brian has written an essay about the release of the Beach Boys' Smiley Smile. So I'd like to read about it, read it to you, it's parts of it. The title is Music is God's Voice. And this is Brian Wilson. I'm a perfectionist, just like my dad was. When he used to bark at us to mow the lawn, he would yell, "Do it twice!" As kids, we had to do everything twice to get it right, which I guess is still relevant in 2011 as me and the boys are finally getting around to putting out Smile for the second time. He talks about working with Van Dyke Parks, who wrote all the lyrics. Van Dyke just knew so much about everything, and he had a special way of saying what he knew. He was a real genius with words. For Smile, I wanted to try something different, and I knew he was the guy to help me do it with him. I'd invited him down to one of the sessions for Good Vibrations, but I started working with him on the next album as my full-time lyricist. Man, did we get on a roll, sitting up at my Beverly Hills house at the grand piano, our feet in the sandbox. We wrote quickly. Heroes and Villains, Wonderful, Cabin Essence, and Surf's Up. The songs just seemed to fly out of my fingers, the words out of his mouth. From the piano to the studio, we would soar high on the music we were creating together, determined to get sounds in the studio that matched my melodies and his words. It wasn't going to be like any Beach Boys album anybody had ever heard. That was important. Each Beatles album had sounded different. The way I saw it, we were in a race, a production race. I felt, as I told a writer friend, Tom Nolan, that I wanted to create a teenage symphony to God. Bob Dylan had said that the times were a-changing. Boy, that was an understatement. In my world, it seems like things were changing in a big way almost every week. Van Dyke and I were working very hard at my house and in the studio. We needed release, and the music was very serious. The lyrics were very important. The sounds we were putting together were very different. The music, the fun, the friends all made us smile. That was the goal of what we were doing, to make the world smile. Because a smile could save your soul. Remember, they told us that laughter was the best medicine, and given where my head was at those days, I needed the best medicine. Things were happening so quickly, the writing, the recording, the world inside my head, the world outside my house. It was all a whirlwind. The success of Good Vibrations, our first million-selling number one single, and then the arrival of the film crews. Sometime in the spring of 1967, I just told everybody that we weren't going to finish Smile. I put the tapes in a vault on the shelf, and they stayed there more or less. Truly, my creative heart was broken. The music that was deepest in my soul had stayed there, locked away. And as the years passed, Smile became this legendary thing, this giant weight on my shoulders, around my neck. It just about choked me to death. I was asked to talk about how I felt about the Smile sessions coming out. Boy, I could write a book about that. But I guess the real thing to feel is joy, excitement, and fulfillment. Many years ago, I said that music is God's voice. And I've often felt that I was on a musical mission to spread the gospel of love through records. Probably nothing I've ever done has topped the music I made with Van Dyke. My old crew in the studio and the voices of my youth, me and the Beach Boys. So even though I'm smiling through the tears Knowing that Carl and Dennis aren't here to share this moment, I am smiling. And I hope this music makes you smile, too. That's why I wrote it all those years ago. Love and mercy, Brian Wilson.
The diamond necklace played the pawn. Hand in hand, some drummed along. Walked to a handsome man at baton. Aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit and the pendulum drum. Culminated ruins, diamond. Canvas the town, brush the bedrock. Are you sleeping? Overtaken me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolved in the dark. The music hall, a costly bow, the music all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swarm.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. She,
we gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives.
Oh.
We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown. Picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone." Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? She,
we never thought of ourselves,
is leaving,
never a thought for ourselves.
Oh.
We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving. She is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She, what did we do that was wrong?
Afraid of what it doodle do in a town full of heroes and
the spirit high. There I watched her, she spun around and wound in the warmth. Her body fanned the flame of the dance.
Margarita, don't you know that I love you? Dance.
You're under arrest!
My children were raised, you know they suddenly rose. They started slow, long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I've been in this town so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
Heroes and Villains, that's the Beach Boys' Smiley Smile, recorded in 1967 and finally released in 2011. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. And so Brian Wilson, the brilliant songwriting and the sound of the voices, the way that he could write those harmony parts and the lyrics of Van Dyke Parks. We heard two songs from that album. We heard Surf's Up, and then we just heard Heroes and Villains. And in between those two, we heard a song, She's Leaving Home. It's the same year that Smiley Smile was recorded. That was the Beatles. She's Leaving Home. So the harmony, when you listen to She's Leaving Home, you know, there's a da-da-da-da, she gave us most of our lives. That counter melody that John Lennon sings is a certain type of harmony using one melody, and then you have a counter melody that weaves against it. Typically, there's two types of harmony. When you go to a university and you study music, and they put you through a music theory class where you have to study part writing. Part writing is the way that you move from one chord to another. So a chord is really just three notes. Da 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 da. It's always got three notes in it. It's major or minor. So there's four voices. One of those notes has to get doubled. There's a soprano, an alto, a tenor, and a bass. There's four parts. And you learn how to go from chord to chord, from a C to an F to a G and back to a C, and how you have to write the melody lines that each of those parts sing to create the harmony. And so it's like, think of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You sing a melody and you sing a third above it. And that's where the chords move together. It's called homophonic part writing. And it's like the chords are little stacks, and they move from one to another. But there's another type of harmonic writing that involves counterpoint, and it's called polyphony. And it's where you have, instead of having the melody harmonized with little blocks of chords, you have multiple melodies intertwining together. The challenge in homophonic part writing is to find out how you can make melodies out of each of those voices. How can you make interesting melodies and still get the chords going? Well, polyphony takes that even further. And that's where Brian Wilson was a genius. The polyphonic melodies, all of those different melody parts that were being sung by all the voices. But he was also brilliant at arranging, you know, the harmonic progressions. So I want you to bear with me here. I'm going to have to indulge me here. I want to play two songs in a row, the very same song recorded by two different musicians. You know, we recently lost Pete Seeger. And while I was researching to do my program on Pete Seeger, I heard a lot of his recordings that I had never heard before. And I didn't realize what a beautiful voice Pete Seeger had. And he records a song in 1966 on his album called God Bless the Grass. The song is by a man named Richard Farina, Mimi and Richard Farina. The song is called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. Now, the song was also recorded by a British singer named Sandy Denny on her self-titled album in 1972, the exact same song. And she does one of the most beautiful polyphonic vocal arrangements I have ever heard. So I want to play these two songs back to back. First, we'll hear Pete Seeger singing the song with no harmony of any kind. And a very simple interpretation of the melody. He doesn't ornament it. He sings it very, very simply and very beautifully. And he has a beautiful voice. And then you hear Sandy Denny in the Welsh tradition putting ornaments on practically every note. And the harmony is astounding. This is The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. We'll start with Pete Seeger.
Brotherhood, when love But men have come to plow the tides. The oat lies on the ground. I hear their fires in the field. They drive the stallion down. The roses bleed both light and dark. The winds do seldom call. The running sands recall the time when love was lord of all.
And often do the winds entwine, do send the distant call, the quiet joys of brotherhood, and love is lord of all. The mare and stallion, light and dark, have thunder in their sound. The rainbow sign, a blended flower, still have my heart enthralled. The But man has
Sandy Denny, Richard Farina's The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. That was Sandy Denny's 1972 recording, and before that we heard Pete Seeger from 1966. I'm Kathy Geary, this is Now and Then, and today's program is about harmony. We started off the program listening to the Beach Boys' Smiley Smile album, and it was Brian Wilson co-writing with Van Dyke Parks. Well, Ringo Starr released an album in 2010 called Why Not? And on that album, he also has co-written a song with Van Dyke Parks. And it's a thrilling thing to hear Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney singing harmony together. Just those two voices, yeah. So there's a song called Walk With You from that Ringo Starr album, and you can hear Paul and him singing beautiful harmony. And after that, we'll hear a track from McCartney's newest album called New, released in October 2013. The song is called Queenie Eye, and it makes me think a little bit of the Heroes and Villains track that we heard from the Beach Boys, with the idea that life is a game. Rags to riches. Queenie Eye, who's got the ball? I haven't got it. It isn't in my pocket. All right, here we go. This is Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney. Walk With You.
Standing every potion show, just as fundamental as the stars above. It is benefiting every hand in glove. And you tell me it's a cold day in hell when you surrender for love and the chance to remember what we have to hold is more silver and gold. When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine. When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine. It's coincidental we have met before. Let this be the time and place that we explore. With no hesitation, knocking at that door. Open up your heart to love forevermore. I tell you it's a cold day in hell, but we remember that song that starts out, love me tender, and that king of hearts.
When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine.
some love in pain. I don't have time, and what time remains? Well, I have just tried to explain. Blue Bayou, what can I do with a heart of steel? I would impart what I've come to feel. Love is the answer, and it is real. I'll always be there beside you. When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine. When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine. Will be fine.
Hey, 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 hey
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoy the program on Harmony. And thank you so much for listening. Support for Now and Then comes from the community and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained. Be changed.